Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
(464) 5685 Call right now to participate in Dr. Love.
Hey, where's the song?
Well, I'll play in a second.
Yeah.
Oh. Hang on a second. Just let me get there.
Attack Jake.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing here.
Just glad you're here, because last week you didn't show up.
I missed the first segment.
Yeah, thank God for Ellie, who's down in
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Yes.
Puerto Rico.
I thought she was somebody I know is in Puerto Rico right now.
Sipple's face was like, not even close.
I thought she was there.
Do you talk to the workers here?
I talked to a lot of people.
We become a team, I thought. We try to teach the youth here and how to communicate. And
I'm Steve.
Yes.
Before we get to it, Dr. Love is sponsored by our friends at Trados. As of yesterday, Trados is sponsoring Dr. Love. Of course, grain marketing can be difficult if you do it by yourself. If you give Trados a chance to do it, it's a lot easier, Bill. A lot easier with Trados.
So I want you to think about this. The Brown family's huge farmers in the Central City area.
Okay.
So I'm talking to them about the strain of this, and I go, how do you guys deal with when you sell all this stuff like that? He goes, it's not that hard. He goes, I'm with Trados. I go, hang on a second. You're with Trados like that? And then they were like, he's like, hold it. You coached Adam Ickes? I said, I did. So I was out there live. I was boots on the ground with corn, the president of corn. And all they were talking about was one thing, Trados.
Ickes.
Yeah.
Smart people.
Yeah. And they know when to sell and what's going on. And right now, guess what? I'm just going to tell you what's going on now. The price of corn's not great.
It's not?
No, it's not. It's a struggle right now. We have tariff concerns.
We do. Legitimate.
There's tariff concerns for the farmers like that. But you know what? They were so resilient that there wasn't a bunch of woe is me. But they were like, no, we're farmers. We got it. We'll figure it out.
Without further ado, let's play the intro. For Dr. Love.
They call me Dr. Love. They call me Dr. Love. I've got the cure you're thinking of.
All right. Again, if you have any love questions for Bill, aka Dr. Love, call us 402-464-5685. Ellie is not here, so I don't have a producer, so I'm taking these calls on the airwaves. I hear somebody on the phone. If you can hear us, you're on Dr. Love. Who do we have here?
Good morning, crew. It's Derek in a car, and I am in my car.
Derek in a car. All right, Derek in a car. What's your question for Dr. Love?
Thank you for calling, Derek.
You bet. Hey, I'd like to come in next week. Bill, I have something I'd like for you to sign for me, if that's okay.
Sure, absolutely. Be glad to.
All right, guys. Let's check on Thursday. Jake, I've got something for you, too. Okay. Don't worry.
Do you have a question for Dr. Love, Derek?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Now we got to the crux of things. All right.
Go ahead, Tim.
All right. When it comes to cubic zirconia or actual diamonds,
okay,
is it the thought that counts, or should the money in the bank come out and make a real attempt at garnering that love equation?
That's a great question. Deep question. You nailed one right there, right off the top, because you have the cubic zirconia, or you have the man-made diamonds that are man-made that are different also, and they're difficult to insure different things with it.
Lab
diamonds. You have the lab-grown diamonds like that. Myself is that I believe it's all about the thought and how you do it. I don't think the price is what it is. So, but I would say this. I had this conversation with Laura. I said, I go, hey, if you want, we can get one of those lab diamonds for your wedding ring with that. She's like, yeah, I don't care. Now, we didn't go that route. But my point is like that, sometimes you're better off to kind of say something like, hey, listen, I'm just letting you know this is what it is. So all of a sudden, it's not like 5 years later, find out, hang on, I thought I had this, and there was this diamond, and it was from wherever, Australia, wherever you got this diamond from, and it was brought into Sardar Haman and these things. And so they have the lab diamond also. My take on it is no. My take on it is still about the heart. Because if you think that all of a sudden it's like, well, it means so much more because this is what the cost of it is, that's a hard no for me. I think thought means everything, and being up front, no, that doesn't bother me one bit. And I'll tell you this, there's the specialist that can pick it out. This group right here, the three-legged stool, would have no idea. Like that. No. Oh, yeah, that's a lab diamond. You and me figuring that out, no chance.
No way.
So going that route, you're fine with it. Go ahead and do that. And that's a great question.
Thank you, Dr. Love.
Thank you.
Thank you, Derek.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks, Dr. Love. That's awesome. You saved me about $2,000.
All right. There you go. Make sure now, hey, listen now. Go big, though. If you're going to go with the leg, that's your advantage there right there, is you can be able to go a little bit bigger because of the lab diamond or the however it is. Go ahead and do that.
Thank you, Derek.
Dr. Love's saving people money.
Thank you, Derek. Moving on. Very difficult without a producer. Okay, let's move on to our next caller. For Dr. Love.
Jake's range is incredible.
Who do we have here? Who's on the line here for Dr. Love? Can you hear us? Caller.
Hello.
Yes, who do we have?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Who is this?
Sorry, Jake. I couldn't hear you. Hey, this is Sanderson.
Hi, Sandy.
Sandy with the hair.
I cannot hear you guys right now.
You can't.
But it's okay. You don't have to.
We can hear you.
I have a situation.
Okay.
And, okay, just keep in mind, over the last 2 months, I have been operating under the assumption, under the premise, my 25th wedding anniversary is today, March 14th.
Okay.
So, yesterday morning, I wake up, I walk into my kitchen. My wife and my daughter are in there. And my wife makes some smart aleck comment to me, and that's normal. And before anyone freaks out, I say to her in jest, geez, you're going to talk to me like that? I hate to have to knock you around this early in the morning before you can go to work.
Sanderson.
And she turns to me and she says, really? You would do that to me on our anniversary?
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, and she turns to my daughter and says, pay up. I told you he wouldn't remember. I'm like, wait, no, I remember.
Mm.
It's the 14th. It's tomorrow. It's the 14th. My anniversary's tomorrow. Yeah. No. She says, really? Well, that's weird because it's been the 13th for 27 years.
Uh-oh.
So you've been off a day.
So now I'm in a frenzy. I'm like, no, I remembered.
Yeah, they okay, you're in a bit of a pickle house. Here. Yeah, you're in a pickle.
About 30 minutes later.
Yeah, 30 minutes later. Yeah, you're in a pickle.
I send a text message to my wife, and I say, I'm sorry. I legitimately thought our anniversary was the 14th. You know, since my heart attack, my memory has been terrible. But I want you to know just how much I have enjoyed being married to you for the past 25 years.
Please tell me it was 25 years and not 26.
About 5 minutes go by, I get a text back. He says, huh, well, seeing how we were married in 2001, and this is our 24th wedding anniversary, I don't know what it's like to be married to someone for 25 years. What is happening? What is happening? Oh, my God. I knew about it. I was ready for it. I knew about it. I went to bed Thursday night as a happy person thinking this was going to be a great weekend. And now I don't know what to do, Dr. Love, so can you help me?
Okay.
I'll hang up since I can't hear you guys.
Thank you. Sanderson, that's tough.
Dr. Love, you earned some money here,
yeah,
Dr.
That's,
Love.
That's a tough one. You got yourself in a pickle with that. But I have a hard time with the pickle on that. My first take on everything is just how you handle things, how you treat people, what you do. Like that, a date this off a day, year off a day. Not like a huge thing to me. That doesn't set me back.
It gives me a headache
a lot. But I do understand the strain that he's going
through.
With that. So there's nothing. There's no quick fix. There's no purchase today. There's nothing that's going to be able to happen for us right there. So I would go through. I would have a methodical plan of how I'm going to recover over time. I don't want to try to get this like, okay, boom, I sent roses to the house, right? That not the time. Now it's all about your actions, how you act, and then put together a methodical plan of things you're going to do over the next 6 months. And I'm talking about a Tuesday. I'm talking about a Tuesday. I'm talking about a Wednesday the next week. Whatever that, something where there's a note, a small gift, a memory. Pull out a picture. Go down to Walgreens. Get a picture made from 22 years ago on something you guys did or from when you were dating. Have that photo right there. Boom. Put it in her car. All of a sudden, she gets into her car. There's Walgreens. A photo right there. Go to Walgreens. Knock that out. This is so. Right now, we're in this for the long haul. You can't fix it today, Sanderson. Can't fix it at all today. And so you're going to have to fix this thing over the long haul. But if you take that time and just chip away at it, you got to chip away at it little bits at a time, and that will mean more than anything.
God,
and,
Dr. Love.
And in the end, like that, it'll pay off. Just, I know this will work.
Just to recap, Sanderson, it was off a day on the anniversary and off a year on the amount of years it's been.
And also it was the 25 and 24, so kind of a big one there.
Yep.
But anyway, this is a...
he thought it was the 25th. It's actually the 24th.
You know, you got this is going to be a long fight.
Oh,
not
Sandy.
A fight, but a long process to be able to get this thing back at that.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Do it in bits and pieces. Don't overreact today, because you can't win today.
No, but neither. I'll tell you one thing. You could hear in Sandy's voice that he's serious about making this right. Yeah.
And also, the thing is, Sam. I heard in Sanderson's voice was, what did I hear? That he legitimately didn't know. There's a difference when it's like, hey,
no, 100.
Hey, I knew, and 100. I just forgot. I just screwed it up. He legitimately didn't know.
No.
And you hope that his wife, if that gets a chance to listen, and like, hey, and he talked about his heart attack that he had.
Yeah, that was legitimate. That happened.
That happened to Sandy. And so I think there should be a little bit of grace in that area, because he actually didn't know that. But thank you so much, Sandy, for calling.
Sandy, we can all feel your pain, too. We've all been there to varying levels where you just messed up. I mean, you just messed up.
How about the fact that he couldn't hear us? He's going forward with his comments, hoping he's on the airwaves, assuming he's on the airwaves, which he was.
How could you be on the call-in and not hear?
Sanders, so he called over here, and I couldn't hear him. He couldn't hear me either. And then he called, and he still couldn't hear us, even though we could hear him.
Well, because Ellie's in Puerto Rico. That's the reason.
Well, I'll tell you something about Sandy. He has a radio background.
He does.
So he was very...
He's a professional.
Yeah, he's very professional. And he knew that it was awkward, but he handled it. Good job, Sandy, all the way around.
He did get back on the radio. And he texted in, thank you, Dr. Love Sanderson. So he tuned in on the radio after he called in.
It's a long...
What else we got?
It's a long battle.
Austin says, I think you're a genius, Bill. I think the picture and the car situation will work for Sanderson here.
Yeah, if you get like a memory thing shot to you all of a sudden, because a number of times like that, I'll be sitting around with Laura and we'll go back, like on your phone, and you will pull up a picture from like 7 years ago. You're like, remember this? If you have that, boom, it's in the car. You have something like... And you got to win these. You don't win them on Fridays and Saturday nights. You win these on Tuesdays.
Methodical approach is what you're saying. Strategic and methodical.
Yes.
Dr. Love, He's a genius love doctor.
And by the way, regarding the first answer, remember, still go to Sauter Heyman Jewelers for your jewelry and get the finest items you can get. But
go to Heyman.
Yeah, Rick Heyman has all this
Heyman's
stuff.
Got the lab diamonds. He's got that.
God, we were you guys. We went to that place. You remember?
Yeah,
for South Point
for watch night.
Yeah, and it was wow. It was a wow.
Yeah, it was a wow.
What the workers there and just Rick.
It was intimidating to me. It was.
They're not. They're very welcoming.
No, I was just for their knowledge that they have. But they're very. Oh, they're extremely welcoming.
Very well welcoming. And they were there, and you could have free shots that night.
Yeah, we
had some.
Yeah,
and we had beers.
And shots.
The one thing that does a little bit concern me. We never heard from the guy that bought his engagement. Remember that?
Yes.
We met the guy. Who said, listen,
that's right.
He goes, I'll call you in February. I'm asking her whatever. Remember the date was? He went through it. Now, he probably didn't think we were telling him the truth to call into the radio show, but he's like, hey, don't say anything yet. I just bought the ring. Remember that? We were talking to him.
He had no idea who we were at all.
Oh,
he's
no.
Like,
this is
who?
Just three random guys just talking. He had no idea.
What are these guys even doing
in here? Yeah, why even here? Exactly. Anything else?
Yeah, from Dr. Love?
I think we're out of time. It for today. Yeah.
Any text questions for Dr. Love?
The conservative Husker says, Sanderson, mine was Monday anniversary, and it went similar. I thought it was 10 years and it was only 8. So, anniversary number there.
Hey, bite it
Bill?
Back.
Bill?
Chip away at it. Chip away at a little bit at a time. Yeah, 8 and 10, that's a bunch.
that's a what?
That's a couple years. That's a bunch.
Yeah, I mean, 1 year we get, but 2 years is rough.
That's a little rough right there. And so, yeah.
Just you got, chip away is.
Yeah, chip away at it right there. And like you said, but that's going to come back. Like I said, in the small wins. It's going to be small wins.
These are painful. This was a painful one today.
They're not always. There'll be some pain. There's romance questions here.
Yeah, they're tugging at some hearts here, and we're trying to get down. We're getting to some core, some stuff, Steve. We're getting down deep in some things right there.
Wow, yeah. Dr. Love.
Thank you.
Yes, here you go.
Thank you, Dr. Love. They call me Dr. Love. They call me Dr. Love. I've got the cure you're thinking of.
That is Dr. Love, sponsored by Tredas. Go to the website, GOTREDAS.com today. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464.
Didn't know we were doing it.
5685, a chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. For those who are math nerds out there, you might like today's reasoning for the topic. It's a film Friday. It is also Pi Day, which means it's March 14th, 3.14. Yeah, you got to get creative sometimes on your trivia. So
yeah,
today, because it's a nerdy math day, Pi Day, we'll do movies with numbers in the title.
Okay.
Interesting.
You think you know your movies?
I like it, Jake.
With numbers in the title. Call us right now at 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Cold Dick Down, Sip, and Bill and Trivia. I think you guys are 3-1 on the week. Did you win with Schaefer yesterday?
No, we did not win yesterday.
Okay, so 2-2 then.
2-2.
2-2 is the record then. 2-2.
Yeah.
If you can hear us, you're playing the game show. Who do we have here today? Can you hear
Bill?
Me? Bill?
All right.
Yep.
Bill?
I cannot hear you.
You can, can't hear us at all.
Damn it.
Why can't people hear us? Can you hear me now? No?
I've got you very low on my radio, though.
Okay, let's try that.
Just try that.
I don't know what's going on with the phone situation.
Because most people blast the radio. Oh, the dog out the door.
Apologies. Yeah, sorry. We have Bill. So, Bill, Bill's like... this Bill is a lifeline for one question, as always. But here's your first question.
Okay, let's
caller
do this, Jake.
Bill. Caller Bill, what 2009 movie features John Travolta as the mastermind of a hijacking of a New York City subway train?
I knew that one.
Who forces Denzel Washington's character into a face-off with him?
The Equalizer?
Is it The Equalizer? Remember,
it's gonna have a number in it.
Remember, Bill, that
Bill,
every movie today has a number in
the title. I don't
know the
number, though. Do you know it's Pelham something?
I think it's Pelham 319. 318. Pelham 917.
Give it a pass.
You should have probably passed.
All right, yeah, Pelham, but what is it?
It's the taking of Pelham 123.
123.
With the numbers, that I kind of can't get it right. Yeah, Pelham was right, yeah.
I did not think 1-2.
That's the number thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's... Well, hey, you couldn't hear, Bill.
You couldn't
it's
hear
fine.
Us. You're 100%. Bill, you couldn't hear us. That's impossible.
And Bill, you're up 0 to negative
you're up,
1.
Yeah, you're up right now, so.
All right, Sip, first question to you. What down 0 to negative 1?
We're going to get back. We're going to get back.
What 2010 movie features Russell Crowe and Elizabeth Banks as a married couple whose lives are turned upside down when the wife is accused of murder?
Oh, God.
Accused of murder with a number.
Oh! Oh, no.
No, I don't know it. So, just, you know, I have no idea.
This is Russell Crowe.
It has a number in the title.
It's yeah. Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe, yes. And Elizabeth Banks.
She's accused of murder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Throw some out there, Steve.
5 seconds.
With the number.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Murder times 2.
No.
I'm good with it.
Bill, do you want that or do you want to pass?
I think it's the next 3 days.
Brilliant. Never heard of it. Never
the next 3 days is correct.
I've never heard of it. You're up 2-0. We're just taking it.
No, it's actually it's 1-1. 1-1 is the score. This is for the win.
Still up 2.
Bill, he's up 2. What 2007 movie features Jim Carrey as a man obsessed with the novel that he believes is written about him, as more and more similarities between himself and his literary alter ego seem to arise?
11?
So we have to steal to have a chance,
you
right?
You got to try this one out, yeah.
So we have to take it.
The hint against it is what 2007 movie features Jim Carrey as a man obsessed with the novel that he believes is written about him, as more and more similarities between himself and his literary alter ego seem to arise?
I've got no
idea. This is not a funny movie, by the way. It's a serious movie, Jim Carrey. 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3. That's a lot of sounds happening. 2.
I don't have it. I don't have this one.
Okay.
I just don't have a guess.
Yeah.
The number 23, the name of that movie. The number 23 is that. So Bill could not even hear us,
Bill
and he wins
hear.
The
He's
game.
He's on the radio
show.
And still won. He won. He didn't know that. He didn't know that they had to have a number in it. So he guessed
the Equalizer.
The Equalizer, and he still won handily. He won by 2.
He did. Bill, yes. Congrats. We get your Bengals. Thanks for calling in and calling down
Fantastic.
The road.
Thank
Good
you, Bill.
Game. Shout out to Doug Simon at Trade Offs.
Yes. All right, there we go.
Thank you.
That is Bill there in our movie number trivia for Pi Day.
That was embarrassing. Those are hard movies, though. Jake, I hadn't heard of
them. You're not supposed to go 4 for 4 every time. It's trivia. You know, we can't always get
them
all right.
Except for Pelham, I just didn't know the number, I guess. Didn't know if it was 1, 2, 3. I knew that one.
I'm trying to think of some other number movies that are more popular than those.
Wasn't there the one, the number 7?
Jaws
7. Jaws 3, yes.
Jaws. Godfather 2.
Rocky 4.
Sequel numbers, just all sequels. When we come back, hour 3, we got special guests in studio, Charlie Colon and Joe Fegler from the Sand Hills Global Youth Complex, next on Early Break
this
on
is
The
awesome.
Ticket.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets, with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.